السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're starting recording. I'm going to recite the ayah so that you can listen to it. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. So okay, you have it now, and we're going to continue the meaning of the rest of the ayah. So the response of the angels was, "Do you create on earth someone who is going to spread corruption and slaughter?" People who are going to spread corruption and slaughter each other? Are you placing on earth people who will spread corruption and slaughter one another, slaughter each other? Okay, now, the first question is, how did the angels know that people are going to slaughter each other and spread corruption? Yes?
Because they saw the jinns, how like, after he created the angels, he created the jinns, and then when the jinns started like slaughtering each other and doing bad stuff, then they're like, "Well, are you creating something else that's gonna be even more worse?"
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They didn't say even worse because I think angels got worse than humans. But anyway, going back to this, this is a very smart answer. So remember that. How did the angels know? Huh? What's your name?
Dina.
How the angels know?
The angels know because like what he said that.
Yeah, you know, like what he said. Say it.
Yeah, I'm saying it. So like what he said that like the devils were really bad and the angels were like ready to create something that's like that.
Because the jinn.
Yeah.
The jinn were made before us and they lived on earth and they spread corruption, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So, how did the angels know?
About what?
About that humans are going to spread corruption and slaughter one another.
Because they know everything.
Angels know everything? No, that's not true.
I know everyone. I know everyone.
Okay.
No. Because of the jinn. I know. Because the angels saw how the jinns slaughter each other and how they're corrupt in every way.
Exactly. The angels witnessed before Adam was created. Okay, the jinn were created. And guess what the jinn did? They went so bad to the level of that the strong big jinn will eat the small jinn. Just imagine.
I have a roster.
Thank you. You got that part? So you're going to, okay, who's going to slaughter each other and spread corruption. The jinn did slaughter each other. How? The strong jinn will swallow the weak jinn. Will swallow the whole entire jinn. It's not only going to swallow his property, take his property away. No, it'll swallow the whole entire jinn. And they used to, all the jinn got so much corrupted that Allah sent angels to fight them when they got all corrupted, when the entire jinn kind, there was no single Muslim jinn remained. All of them become so corrupt that Allah sent an army of angels to arrest them.
Annihilate them.
Exactly. Now, what is the similarity between us and the jinn that made the angels conclude that we're going to act like the jinn?
Because Allah, like, he placed us on earth and he made us all different sizes and shapes like he did to the jinn. So they thought that the strong people would be like the strong jinn and the weak people would be like the weak jinn.
Yes, but there is another answer to this question. No, go ahead.
We have the freedom to do good and bad.
Excellent, perfect answer. We and the jinn have a common thing. which is we both have free will. We both, the humans and the jinn, have free will. All right? And they are under the influence of temptations. So, jinn and humans have free will and under the influence of evil temptations. You got this part? So, jinn and humans have free will and under the influence of evil temptations. So, we both are, okay, Allah, temptations, take notes, are taking us to the right notes. And Allah, and then we get to choose. So we have Allah putting us in one direction, telling us to do one thing. Temptations are telling us to do another thing. And we decide, you want to follow Allah or follow temptations? Which one do you decide? So this is how they figured it out. Did you break your iPhone?
No.
It is broken already, huh?
A little.
This is what you need to get.
Yeah, I know. We ordered a case, but it's like, we ordered it like 2 months ago and they saw it again.
Okay, so back into the subject here. Notes. Back into the subject here. So they both under the influence of evil temptation. So what happened to the jinn? The jinn, the entire jinn kind, became corrupt. There was no single righteous jinn remaining. So Allah sent an army of angels, to fight them and to trap them into the vacant areas of the oceans. To trap them right there. And then they took the big boss, which was Iblis, up to heavens. You know, he took up Iblis up to heaven. And then what happened is that Iblis was living with the angels. And he started acting like angels. So by acting like an angel, and he's not an angel, this is something really super, super good. Like to feel that if I say, wow, you're acting like an angel. But you're not an angel, right?
No.
But you're acting like an angel. But you're not an angel. You see? Like, how impressive it is. How impressive it is for somebody to act like an angel, even though that person is not an angel. Got it? It's so impressive. So that's the... Why is it impressive?
In the beginning, was he a human?
No.
What was he?
Oh, he was a jinn. Iblis was a jinn.
So, because usually jinns were corrupt, and at that time they were, like, slaughtering each other. But this certain jinn, he was the only one that was a good jinn, no corruption, and he followed...
It was super good. It was very good for someone to act like an angel, although this person is not an angel, because angels don't have temptations. So angels, like this. If we say angels, so only to Allah They don't have temptations. So they don't have temptations. Angels don't have temptation. If you're not tempted to disobey Allah, would you ever disobey Allah?
No.
I mean, we disobey Allah because we get tempted, but the angels are not tempted at all. So angels worship Allah naturally. Like, look, you breathe naturally, right? Or you have to think about breathing. It is naturally, right? Like this. Right? It's easy. The angels worship Allah the same way. It's as easy as breathing. Why? Because there's no temptation. So, see how easy it is for us to breathe? It is that easy for them to worship Allah. It comes natural. Because that's their nature. They don't have temptations. So when the shaitan is acting like an angel, but the shaitan has temptations, that was impressive. That was a big wow. Big, humongous wow. It was so impressive that this creature is acting like an angel, but he's not an angel. He does have temptations, but he's acting like an angel. So that was wow, impressive to everybody. Got it, Salim? You know why it was impressive?
Because he's an angel.
He's not an angel. Now, he's not an angel means he has temptation. Angels, do they have temptations? No, angels don't have temptations. Okay? Angels, no doodling. Angels don't have temptations.
All right.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Hala Mahmoud.
Fadda.
Mahmoud Saeed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you need help?
TA?
TA?
Yeah, he can come as a TA.
Okay. Zakhala.
Wait, yeah.
Salam
So the TA will summarize what I say on the board. Yeah. So start. I'm going to take pictures of this and let you raise the. Let you erase the board. Okay. So that's the erasers. So that's what happened. Sadly.
Yeah.
Happens that he's not an angel, but he acted like an angel. So that was so impressive. So impressive. So now, they took him to heaven, and he became well known, and everybody was wowed about him. So they started treating him like the best creation on earth. So you can erase the first one. They started treating him as the first, as the best creation of Allah. So when they started treating him like the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he liked this title. He loved it. He loved to be treated that way. And he loved to get this place of honor. And all angels admire him. So now here is the trick. He was worshiping Allah like an angel, so this is very impressive. But here's the trick. He wasn't worshiping Allah as an angel too because he loves Allah. It was because he loves his title, that the best creation of Allah. He loves the position. He loves the position notes.
There's nothing right.
You say, for example, about what we're saying right now, that the shaitan, okay, the shaitan loves, worshipped Allah because any random base like this or?
This is my next page.
Next page? Let me see. Isn't that your next page? So, you see the point here? So he was, Iblis was worshipping Allah not because he loves Allah, it's because he loves his title. He loves the way he was treated. He was treated like an honorable creation of Allah. Right? Shaitan. Okay, Shaitan is S-H-I-T-A-N. And right horizontally. Alright, so now Allah wanted to uncover the truth about Iblis. Allah wanted to show the truth about him. Shaitan is S-H-I-T-A-N.
S-H-I-T-A-N.
Okay, stop laughing. Stop laughing. So Shaitan, Allah wanted to uncover the truth about the Shaitan. What was the truth about him?
That he only worshipped Allah for his title.
Yes, because he liked the recognition. He liked to be recognized that way. So now, Allah wanted to uncover the truth about him. If Allah wants to uncover the truth about somebody, what would Allah do?
Doesn't he already have the truth?
Allah, yes. Allah knows the truth, but Allah wants to uncover the truth. Because if Allah will take Iblis and put him in hellfire, the angels would be wondering.
You could just tell them.
Yeah. No,
I know,
still.
Do you question my...
Yeah, but still, Allah wanted them to learn the lesson and to learn to understand the lesson. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared the test. Remember that the position of Shaitan was called the best guy. The best creation, the best guy. Allah didn't just bring the angel and say, Shaitan is not the best guy, he is the worst guy. Take from my mouth and summarize. He is the worst guy. Angels would wonder why. So Allah wanted to show the angels how is that happening. So Allah tested him by creating Adam. And when Allah created Adam, Adam was first created out of clay. So Allah fashioned Adam and left him there in the open without breathing life into him yet. So Adam was just like a piece of clay, right? Fashioned like that. So now the news is spread over that, hey, Allah created a new creation. Now the Shaitan started getting what? Worried.
Jealous.
No, getting worried. This new creation, is he going to be better than me or am I going to be better than him? Yes.
So you know in history how they like say 3.5 million years ago? Do they have like an exact date about how long this happened?
No, we don't have an exact date. So now, Iblis started worrying. Iblis, Iblis got worried. Now remember, Iblis, that's his name. The chief Shaitan name is Iblis or Satan. I think they call him Lucifer or something like that. Lucifer, in the Christian terminology. They use the names.
They call him Satan.
Satan is like saying human, but Lucifer is like mentioning this guy in particular, the chief. So now, Allah wanted to uncover the truth, so He created Adam. Iblis got worried, and then he started asking the angels, "Do you know why Allah created this guy, new guy? Any idea? Would the new guy be better than me, or am I going to be better than him?" Is he going to be my boss or am I going to be his boss? Is he going to rule me or am I going to rule him? You got it? So he started worrying and Allah left him worrying for a long time to be prepared.
How long?
For some time. I don't know how long.
A year or years?
I don't know how long. And it doesn't matter. So now Iblis becomes, so worried. And he wanted to know who is going to be the best one, the best creation, the best guy, he or the new guy, which is Adam. So when Allah gathered the angels and Iblis and told them that he's going to breathe life into Adam, so when he breathes life into Adam, everybody bows down to him. This was a shocking news to Iblis. Why? because Iblis had to bow down to Adam. Okay. Why? Because who bows down to who? The king will bow down to the people, or the people will bow down to the king?
People bow down to the king.
So the fact that Adam, Iblis, is going to bow down to Adam means Adam is
the king,
better than Iblis.
And he's like, he's fire, and the other guy's clay. He's like,
I'll just
burn
a fireball, and he'll turn into like kebabs.
Okay. So you got it? You got the point here? So Iblis said, no way I'm bowing down to this piece of dirt. This piece of dirt.
Oh, yeah,
created,
I already heard this story.
Created from dirt, yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now, Iblis gave a silly, ridiculous argument. Iblis' argument was, I am created of fire and he created of clay. Is that is this a valid argument or a silly, ridiculous argument?
Wait, did he say that? Did he say
if we bow down to him, then he'll go to heaven?
What?
Did Allah say if you bow down to him, then he'll go to heaven?
No, Allah said, Allah made a command, and when Allah makes a command, everybody has to listen to this command. Dina. Okay. Then Allah, everybody had to listen to this command. To his command. All right. Now, moving forward, we know what happens after that. There's another question. Allah created Adam to go down to earth. But why did Allah send Adam and Eve to Jannah first and then made them make a mistake and then go down to earth? Huh?
Because they were in Jannah. They were supposed to be in Jannah. But then one day, Allah said that, do not eat the fruit off this tree.
That's right.
And then the shaytan really tempted them so much, they started eating it. And Allah asked why you did it. And then they said, because this person told us to. And then
they said shaytan told us.
Oh, right. Then why would
they said shaytan seduced us.
Yeah, oh, and so then he put him down to earth.
Okay, there's several lessons to learn from this story. Number one, why didn't Allah just send Adam and Eve to earth right away?
Is there a heaven on earth?
Why did Allah...
Just checking, no, this
like,
recording.
No, if you're like good and bad, then he'll put you down here?
No. Why didn't Allah just put them straight to an earth?
He wanted to test
yes.
them.
Oh, okay, because he wanted to prove about the temptations.
Yes, he wants Adam to learn the lesson. Allah taught Adam the lesson verbally at the beginning. He said, this is shaitan. He hates you. He's your enemy. And this tree is a bad tree. Don't eat from it. And that was, Allah told Adam this with his voice, with his talk, Allah talk to Adam. So now Adam didn't learn the lesson. So Allah wanted to teach him the lesson using
magic.
No. What magic? By actions. Allah wanted to teach him the lesson by actions. So Allah sent him, even though Allah created him for earth, but Allah sent him to Jannah first, and he made him learn the lesson. That's number one. Got it?
Yeah.
To teach Adam a good lesson, that he lost Jannah because he obeyed Iblis. And tell them, anybody who obeys Iblis goes to what?
Bye-bye.
Goes to Jannah or goes to hell?
Hell.
Goes to hell. Exactly.
Jahannama.
Goes to Jahannama. Okay? The second lesson we need to learn from this is that when you make a silly, ridiculous argument, what happened is that Iblis made a mistake and Adam and Eve made a mistake. Allah forgave Iblis, right? No, he didn't. I just want to see. Allah forgave Iblis, right?
No.
Allah forgave Adam, right?
Yes.
So how come Allah forgave Adam but didn't forgive Iblis?
Because he seduced him.
Huh?
He seduced Adam.
What did he say?
He seduced
Adam.
Yes, but he made a mistake, Iblis, by refusing to bow down. He made a mistake. Adam made a mistake by listening to Iblis and eating from the forbidden tree. My question to you is, why did Allah forgive Adam for his mistake but he did not forgive Iblis?
Jinn was considered like an angel at that time, and then so he should do better. And then
no,
Adam.
Go ahead.
Because Adam asked for forgiveness and.
MashaAllah, listen to the smart answer here. Because?
He asked for forgiveness and Iblis did not ask.
That's right.
Because he repented.
Right when Adam made a mistake, Allah said, didn't I tell you? Adam and Eve started begging for forgiveness. So Allah forgave them. But Allah said, you need to get down to earth. You need to get down to earth. This tree is not will make you change your nature so that you can't stay in Jannah anymore. Because this tree was an earthly tree. What happens when you eat earthly food? Earthly food, you go to the bathroom, right? Jannah does not accept bathroom stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
So
Jannah will not.
The
Jannah, as a creation of Allah, will not.
You don't have to use a bathroom in Jannah.
When they ate the tree, yes. So Allah has sent them down. He said,
but
whatever you want to do is not good for Jannah.
I thought if you go to Jannah, then you could do anything you want. So you can eat like chicken and that's earthly food. So.
But you will not wish to do that.
You would not even be hungry if you wanted to.
You will not be tempted to do things like that.
What if you want
to
eat?
You would not even be hungry.
You will not want. You will not be tempted.
Yeah, you
understand.
So you don't eat. You don't eat.
No, you eat, but you will not be tempted to ask for anything because your temptations are gone.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
So you wouldn't even ask for like an extra.
So what are you gonna do?
You can ask for whatever you want, but you're not going to ask for evil things.
Okay. Yeah. So you can ask for like, oh, I want a phone.
Wait, but food isn't an evil thing.
Yes, some kind.
Eating of food that will make you expelled from Jannah.
Really, they do that?
No, what food can you eat there?
The Jannah food.
So
basically, you don't have to ask for food. Why would
So
basically, it's like haram food. Could I have some Jannah?
Let's stop here. The lesson we learned. Okay, the lesson you learned.
Why would you ask for food?
The lesson.
I don't know. Food.
I would get something else.
Fix your pajama.
The
lesson we learned. The lesson we learned from that. Is that Adam asked for forgiveness, but
no, it's fine.
Iblis, didn't ask. Iblis, instead of obeying Allah, when Allah said, "Why didn't you bow, Iblis?" And instead of obeying Allah, he made a what? Silly, ridiculous argument. What was that silly, ridiculous argument? That, yeah, Allah, I am.
Made of fire and he's made of clay.
Exactly. Oh, I am better than him. It's like this. My clothes here is fire. His clothes is dirt.
Does he have feet?
And you made a mistake. You should have asked him to bow down to me. And then when Allah condemned him to hell, he said, "Ya Allah, I'm going to go after every single human."
Is it police and here, like, on his head? Like,
yes.
With the
sticks?
Does he have a trident like they do in
all those movies? Stop it. This
what?
Is... Iblis...
Now he has a trident.
We cannot imagine...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
No, this is just like...
He looks like a dog.
Me, like, fiction. The ones
like
they do.
He has a tail.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Stop going into these ridiculous questions. You got that part? Okay? So, when you disobey Allah, you need to what? Say, "Ya Allah, forgive me," or make a silly, ridiculous argument.
"Allah, forgive me."
Allah doesn't answer silly, ridiculous argument. Allah doesn't answer silly, ridiculous argument. Allah will do what?
Yeah,
you see. Huh?
He will
condemn him to hell without answering the silly, ridiculous argument. So Allah condemned him to hell. And he promised Allah that he's going to take as many humans as he can. How? By whispering into their ears.
Oh.
Whispering into their ears. You got that part?
Yeah.
Whispering your ears. Okay.
That's a waste
of writing. So these are all lessons to learn from there. Now the angels are said, وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Angels said, وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Means that we are doing taqdees. We're doing taqdees. What happened? Where's
erased everything?
That is a waste of writing.
Did I take the picture before you erased it?
Why not just say it?
So I have to take a picture. Anyway. So, what is taqdees? Let me explain to you the difference between taqdees and tazkiyah. Allah is al-Quddus. Do you have any idea what's the meaning of al-Quddus?
I don't speak Arabic. I don't know what it is. Yeah, al-Quddus is like
the most pure.
Yeah, the pure.
The pure. Allah is pure. Allah purity is infinite. Allah has infinite purity. Okay? Angels. No, still have 10 minutes. My class ends at 11.
What? Oh. Okay. What time is it?
It's 10:50.
I like halal salam.
So. So, tazkiyah, what's the difference between tazkiyah and taqdis?
I don't know.
Okay, taqdis, Allah is al-Quddus. When the angels want to come closer to Allah, they do what? They do taqdis. Taqdis, like purifying themselves more and more. The more you purify, the more they purify themselves, the closer they get to Allah. We humans, not at the level of doing taqdis. We humans, we're doing tazkiyah. Tazkiyah means cleaning. Cleaning, not purifying. Got it? So, if we say that angels at 100%, angels are 100% perfect. Yes. So, Allah is infinitely pure. So, angels want to go from 100% to all the way up to get closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Got it?
Wow.
So,
can the prophets do
nobody can. No humans can do taqdis. So if we say this is how good you are, or how what's wrong with you? Raise your left hand like that. So, raise your left hand.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So there's 100% here. And there is minus 100% here. Minus 100% is the evil, is the shaitan. Okay? So that's the shaitan. Okay? Plus 100% are perfect people. And this is the max people can go. The max people can go. Now, angels, so in order to go from different color, in order to go from being bad into being good, you need to clean yourself. That's right. Repent and clean yourself. So, what you go from here to here, this is called cleaning or tazkiyah. Do you understand here? So, we humans do go from negative 100% to positive 100%. Now, angels is infinity, is Allah. Infinity here is Allah. All the way to infinity. So angels try to reach, angels try to reach to higher level, try to go up. And this is the purification or taqdis. Okay, so can human do taqdis? The answer is?
No.
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 They keep putting their hands down when you're not looking.
He's alive.
So, look here. Humans move between negative 100%. Negative 100%, they are so evil people. Evil, really badly evil people. Negative 100%. 100% is perfect people. Like prophets, like... you know, how many perfect women we have?
None.
No, we had four. Who knows them?
Khadija.
Maryam.
Hayat.
No, Fatima.
Something like that.
Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, and Asiya, the wife of the Pharaoh.
What? Why
the wife of the Pharaoh?
Because she became Prophet
Musa. Because she became a believer and he killed her.
Prophet Muhammad had four wives? How many wives do you
have? This is not the topic.
Oh.
So stay on the topic.
If he did, he's a player.
Oh my gosh, you did not say that!
Get out.
You do not say that, you do not say that.
You don't say that, that's a prophet. Oh my god. Dude, that's like...
Just say what? What did I say?
Out. No,
just
leave this stuff.
Player. Oh my god.
Get out.
Where do I go?
Out. So, put down your hand. So, humans range between negative 100% and positive 100%. At the positive 100%, you have prophets, many prophets. And from women's side, there are four perfect women. Who are they? Khadija.
Khadija.
Wait, how did she get killed?
Khadija, I'm coming to you. Fatima, Maryam, and Asiya. Okay, these are four perfect women. Now the Pharaoh had pigs on the ground. He dug figs, what is it called? Pigs, like...
Oh, the hammer thing with the church, the Christ thing?
No. You know the thing that if you want to set a tent...
Poles.
And then
he
put her arms and then he jammed
her arms. Pegs, yeah. So, and then he dug four and then he tied her down to these four and he left her in the sun having slow death. This is one of the worst way of killing people, is to leave them like that in the sun so they die in 3-4 days.
After 2 days.
Huh?
2 days.
2 days, because then if you don't drink water... And then your organs...
And then under the sun. Oh my God, that's an awful way of dying. So anyway... So, bottom line, focus with me so that we get the conclusion and we leave. So, the perfect people are at 100%. The shaitan and evil people at what? Shaitan and evil people at what?
-100%.
In order to go from -100% to positive 100%, cleaning. Cleaning the dirt. Cleaning the what? The dirt. Means cleaning yourself from...
Repentance.
Be in control of your temptations. Do not let your temptations be in control of you. Okay? Got that? Got that part?
I have a question. This is a little bit off topic, but...
Just a second. Let me just finish with that. Allah's where? Is here.
Infinity.
Allah is the infinite purity. Infinite purity. Humans can't get higher than this. This is the range of human, 100%. Angels, they start from 100% and keep going up. Could they ever reach to the level of purity of Allah? No. Can never, ever. Because Allah is al-Quddus, the absolute purity, most purity that you can ever imagine. It's more than that. Whatever purity you imagine, Allah is more pure than what you think. So, now, do angels do tazkiyah?
No.
No. Because angels are not in this range, positive 100% to negative 100%. Angels are above 100%. Okay?
How do you get above 100%?
When you don't have temptations.
But 100% means max, so...
Oh, this is...
Above
that's why I'm... That's why I'm saying 100% ends for human. We call it perfect humans. And they existed, prophets and these four ladies. Okay?
Anybody else?
No. Only prophets and these four. And some people are not prophets. But anyway, here and then, angels start from here. Okay? So angels do... So humans do... Humans do tazkiyah, which is cleaning. And shaitan, angels do taqdis. Taqdis is purification or purify. Do you understand that now?
Yeah.
You understand that? So don't say angels doing tazkiyah. Who does the tazkiyah?
Humans.
Humans. Angels do taqdis. And that's why they said, Ya Allah, we are doing taqdis to you. We are doing what? Taqdis to you. All right? Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Just a second.